Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
Whether you're firing up the grill at a local bistro or uploading your next viral video, there is one thing every business owner has in common. You can't afford to be offline. If you are connected, you are making sales, talking to clients, or managing your team. That is where Spectrum Business comes in. They keep businesses of all sizes connected seamlessly with fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi, phone, TV, and mobile services. You need technology that adapts as fast as you do without breaking your budget. What really sets Spectrum Business apart is their commitment to being there when it counts. They offer 100% U.S.-based customer support, available 24/7. They're ready to help you stay up and running. It's no wonder millions of business owners rely on Spectrum every single day to power their dreams. Get the reliability your hard work deserves. Visit spectrum.com/business to learn more and find a package built specifically for your business needs. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas. Visit spectrum.com/business for details.
This guy went on Twitter, and I guess he was supposed to be tweeting from a different account, or at least that's what the speculation is, because why would he be so willy-nilly with his own account? And he was talking in the third person, and he's slamming the Oklahoma City Thunder. He's slamming Billy Donovan. These tweets get deleted. He puts out an apology, says he's beating himself up about it, and it was stupid. It was idiotic what he did. Enos Kanter came out. We're going to play some sound. Andrew Bogus talked to Enos Kanter yesterday. Enos Kanter came out on Twitter and said, this is disappointing. You know, he's got the backs of his players. So this is more from Enos Kanter yesterday with Bogus. He said this whole thing just kind of bums him out, you know. Give me number six, Pete. The whole thing about Kevin Durant is bumming him out.
I'm not angry, but it's just really sad that because I remember when he was here, I played with him 1.5 years. And when he was here, this organization and this fan, this whole state, gave him everything he asked for.
He also said that the apology from Durant is coming at too late of a time.
It always helps, but it's too late. It's too late, you know, because we don't know how he felt about us. So that made us really sad because we were in a war together when he was here. You know, we won together, we lost together, but you know, we never try to blame each other.
And Enos Kanter also said with Bogus that having that fake account is just a bad idea.
I understand, like, interacting with fans and, you know, just always talking and texting them back. But, like, having a fake account and just, like, just answering back and, like, and try to, like, have a conversation with him and stuff. It's like, I feel like, come on, man. Like, if you're Kevin Durant, you don't do that.
All right, so, and that's Enos Kanter with Andrew Bogus yesterday. So, I totally understand hurt feelings from Oklahoma City, and I can understand why they would feel that way, because that's just human nature.
Right.
You think you know somebody, they're your friend, you have good times with them, and it turns out that they feel a different way than you thought that they did, and you were already burned by that person, by them leaving, and now this is salt on the wound. Sure, I understand that. I'm not going to have any fault with Enos Kanter's comments. Where I'm now having a problem is this Chris Mannix report He's with the Vertical, and he says, many in Golden State, team officials and players alike, have taken note of Durant's oddball offseason and are perplexed by it. They see a bright future for Durant in Oakland, league and team sources turned the Vertical, and are bewildered as to why he's still addressing his past.
Why wouldn't they be? They have to be sitting there like, what the hell is wrong with this cat? We just won a championship. He should be happy. He should be merry.
But
and
maybe
yet-
he is. This is why I think reading into these things, it's just too much. Maybe he is.
Okay, well, they can still be bewildered until they can sit down with him and get his reasoning and rationale behind this.
The only time I think that behavior like this is a big problem is if it's someone isn't succeeding and his focus is in different place.
All right.
And
so until that
has not been the case.
Until his play tapers off or declines, do what the hell you want, right? I'm with you.
Within the legal laws.
Okay. No, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
I wasn't saying outside of...
I mean, everybody's making this leap as if Kevin Durant, this is all he's thinking about all the time.
Well, it seems as though it is, and this is odd for him to go and set up a dummy Twitter account. That's pretty odd.
Right. Perception is bad.
Yeah.
It makes it seem like because if you see anybody else doing something like that, they're too wrapped up in it. But Kevin Durant did not go to the Warriors, tweet about himself all the time, get so distracted by how people were bad-mouthing him that he went out and had a terrible year. I mean, the guy was the best player on that team last year, and he went and did exactly what he sought out to do. And by the way, he was angry. He played angry. And if this is the stuff that gets him angry and you're the Warriors, then stay angry. But everybody making this leap... as if Kevin Durant is so wrapped up in what people are saying about him that this is a problem. Show me when it's a problem. When is it a problem for him? I haven't seen anything.
Whatever it takes to get you motivated, whatever it takes to get you to continue to play like an MVP caliber player, we're all for it.
Yeah.
Short of committing a crime, of course. But, yeah, we're all for it. But it's still strange behavior, and I can understand why the folks there with the Warriors are like, okay, what's up with this cat? But okay, his play is fine. He hadn't declined. He comes in here. He's a happy camper. He gets along with everybody. So nothing to see here.
Yeah, I want to know how perplexed and bewildered the team really is. I mean, they're probably like, oh, you shouldn't be doing that, but whatever. And saying that type of stuff, and he didn't realize that it was coming from that account. I fully do believe that. But saying that type of stuff in a public forum about your old teammates is not a good thing. And I'm not saying that people should be doing that. It's just that when we're now making this leap about Kevin Durant's Twitter sensitivity and how he's having some sort of mental breakdown, it's too much.
Mm-hmm.
It's too much. I mean, and this is another one of these instances where we expect so much out of star athletes that are humans. And we have these expectations for guys all the time. And I used to be guilty of this. Sometimes I still am, where I say, if you're this person, why are you worried about that?
Yeah.
That has been a take of mine for way too long. And then when I got a little bit older, I realized that that's a stupid, ignorant take. Because anybody can be affected by anything.
Yeah, they're human beings. They have human sensitivities, some more than others, and they act upon them at different times.
Yes.
And in different ways.
Right. So, I mean, just because he's Kevin Durant, makes a lot of money, has had a lot of success, doesn't mean that he can't be affected by something.
That's the whole bogus Jason Whitlock rationale about LeBron James. Just because you got a pocket full of money, you're damn near a billionaire, may be one. Who knows? None of my business. But that means you can't be affected by societal things.
Right. And that is even more of a ludicrous take, the Jason Whitlock one, than this. And this is a lot more
not
trivial.
Not the rapper.
Right. This is a little more trivial, for sure.
Yeah.
The Kevin Durant stuff. But I look at it as more silly than anything. And I think just because it's the Warriors and it's Durant and he's the big name and that, people are going to focus on it. But it's not that much of a problem. And think about the stuff people were talking about. Is Kevin Durant going to be able to join that team? There's only one basketball. Oh, man, what's going to happen? Kevin Durant gets hurt, and Steph Curry spreads his wings. And what happens when Durant comes back into the lineup? They just smoked everybody. They smoked them.
So note to Kevin Durant, keep doing what you're doing.
I mean, we're worried about his Twitter sensitivities, about his time in Oklahoma City.
We'll help you with the avatars.
I mean, if Kevin Durant went 0 for 50 from the field in Game 7 of an NBA Finals and the Cavaliers had another parade and you see him on Twitter, yeah, it's a problem.
Yeah.
But the fact that Kevin Durant was a surgeon the entire season, slicing, dicing people, wrapping them back up and sending them on the way. I mean, this guy was... you can't be any better than him.
He was catching foul balls like it was nobody's business.
Right.
Oh,
he was saving babies from foul balls at ballparks.
Yes.
He was doing everything. Stuff drives me nuts. Anyway, so, but I do agree. If I was Enos Kanter, I'd be upset too.
Enos Kanter was more upset. Well, he was upset initially because Kevin Durant left. And if I'm a former teammate, yes, I'm upset that on your dummy account you say this and that about our organization, about our team, our coach. That's wrong. Yes, if you want to be upset about something like that, I'm all for it. I agree 100% with Enos Kanter. He should be.
So Carmelo Anthony's camp. I love these things. The camp.
You have a camp?
I don't have a camp.
You have a camp. Everyone has a camp.
No, I don't have a camp because the camp doesn't speak for me. Like, I have friends. I've got family. But
I'm going to query your friends.
But I don't have people around me that speak for me to the media.
I'm here with Gio's camp.
Yeah. You definitely have a camp.
I don't have a camp.
Oh, you.
Who speaks for me?
You've got several agents.
Two.
Yeah. Okay, multiple agents.
Two.
So that's a camp right
there.
That's
not a camp.
All right. You've got...
thank you. You can't struggle to come up with some...
You've got more than one accountant. You got more than one accountant?
No, I have one.
Mm.
Just one.
I think you got another one. You got a business.
I don't have a camp.
But what I'm saying is, you've got all these things, all these people that are representing you...
But they don't speak for me.
I don't know about that.
Go on with your camp.
I don't have a camp.
What is your camp saying about Carmelo's camp?
I'm telling you. If anybody's got a camp in here, it's you.
Those camps cost, man.
Yeah, of course. You gotta
I used to have
these.
A small one, yeah. Hanger-ons, man.
You used to have a small camp?
A small camp.
So you got experience with this camp. Now you got a bigger camp.
No. I have a smaller camp. It's larger in certain instances. Instances, I think, is the word, but
sure.
But no, it's not as needy.
Okay,
it's not as needy as the other camp.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, that's a problem I'd like to have.
A needy camp?
Yeah. Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because that means that you're doing pretty good, and you don't need to say yes to everybody. Give me a needy camp.
Give you a needy camp.
Yeah, I'll take the needy camp
and learn to say no.
Right. Be like, sorry.
Learn not to answer the phone or.
Wouldn't all of us take a needy camp? I think all of us would take one. Because in that situation, you got people that are hitting you up all the time. They know that you're in a good situation.
Okay. Well, back to your camp.
No, it's not my camp.
But your camp talked to someone in Carmelo's camp.
No, it's not. No.
Yes, they did.
No.
Around the campfire.
No.
And they all speak in
tongues. It's all about Carmelo's camp. So
all right.
They said that...
How many people from his camp spoke?
All of them. In unison. Yeah.
Like you and I. Huge.
Yeah. So all at once, they had this. They stood in a row, and they said it was like a barbershop sextet. It was because it wasn't two more.
It was synchronized.
Yeah. Right. So they said that they were cautiously optimistic that he's going to be on the Rockets by Monday.
By Monday.
How is that going to happen?
Yeah, what's happening Monday? Is there a holiday Monday?
Well, the season.
Somebody else's New Year?
We're talking about it. They're already working out.
Is it preseason for them already?
Well, no, it's preseason hockey. It's not preseason basketball quite yet.
That's amazing. Preseason hockey. Wow.
I mean,
anyway.
All the things I'd rather watch in preseason hockey.
Yeah. It's enthralling, dude.
I mean.
Oh, wow.
Let me tell you.
You don't know what you're missing. So the camp said that by Monday, this thing is done. It's over. We've already moved on mentally to Houston.
You're not listening to the camp.
I'm trying to listen to camp.
Listen to the camp, man. They said they're cautiously optimistic.
Oh, cautious.
Doesn't mean that they didn't say done deal.
It's cautiously optimistic
right.
that we're going to move our camp
right.
to Houston.
Yeah, they're already
so
packing up the
whole
tent.
Camp goes with Carmelo.
Of course they would. No reason to keep anybody
I need
camp.
To call some of my real estate buddies down there and say, hey, the camp is coming from New York. Hook them up.
Right.
They're going to need about seven, eight houses for the camp?
Just about, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's not going to happen.
It's a good windfall.
I mean, unless the Knicks decide to take a crappy deal from the Rockets, then it's not going to happen.
Well, who has the leverage here? I would believe the Rockets do. Mm-mm. Because the Knicks, so the Knicks would just bite the apple, no pun intended, they would just bite the apple and bring back someone who's not a happy camper. Uh-huh. Yeah. And Carmelo Anthony and say, no, we're not taking that deal just to get rid of your ass. We know you're not happy here, but you're under contract, and no way we're going to take less to give in to your demands.
Well, also, I mean, what's Carmelo going to do? What's his course of action? Just sit out the season?
Right.
I mean, is he really, you know how terrible it's going to make him look? I mean, there's a lot of people, not me included, but there's a lot of people in New York that are Knicks fans that still want to see Carmelo Anthony on the team. So he's not going to let those people down. He's still a hometown guy. He's not going to do that.
He's going to let his camp down because they've already moved on to Houston.
Yeah, I mean, I think that Carmelo wants to be there too, and rightfully so, but he's still going to play for the Knicks if he's a member of the Knicks.
Now, let's get messy. Let's get messy. What's that fancy word you use for gossipers?
Fantasy word.
Fancy.
Oh, fancy word. What's that? Oh, cacayon.
Cacayon. Now, let's be cacayons. Will Lala be going to Houston too?
No.
No. Only, she will not be joining the camp.
No, I mean, things where they have got a young son, or is it? I'm not sure. It might be a daughter.
You're a horrible cacayon. But you don't know what.
It's like, I think it's eight years old. It's a kid, 8 years old. But
you redeemed yourself.
You know, but so when they'll see each other with the jet setting, you know, they'll see each other that way because of the kid.
But she won't be joining the camp.
She's either New York or L.A.
Okay.
That's where she's
Houston.
Be. No Houston
all
for her, I don't think. It'd be good for them to have some space, no?
Yeah. Come talk to me about that space thing.
Yeah.
I got it down.
That's right. You did. Yes. Yep. Cheaper to keep her, as they said.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah.
From afar.
You just send your wife to a nice house that you could visit every now and then.
Yep. Yeah,
in a neighborhood that you like, and keep her happy, and she doesn't get half of your stuff.
Buy some shoes every now and then. You could.
That's right. Mother-in-law, you need her.
Yeah.
What you need? You need your mom in the house. We got you.
What you need?
All right.
We got you covered.
Get those papers filled out.
Your own room, your own bathroom. We don't even have to see you.
Get you out of Punta Cana, and we'll put you in here.
Puerto Plata, man.
Puerto Plata.
Yeah.
And we'll put you in here.
Yeah.
All right.
Talk to me. Tell Carmelo's camp to talk to me. I got this. I got this part of it. That's it.
You certainly do.
Yeah, I got that down. I'm going to write a book.
I'll give you credit. Yeah, the New Divorce by Brian Jones. Right. Lawyer Schmoyer. I'll tell you how to do it. First, get in a gross amount of cash to be able to pull this off. Second,
get a nice dog.
Find a Dominican woman who's willing to subscribe to this nonsense.
Or Lala.
Three, remind her where she came from.
You want to go back? You sure?
Right.
You're bad.
That mango tree's still there, honey. You want to go?
The house has half a roof, but you'd be all right.
Oh, man, it's terrible. I can't even joke about the stuff right now.
Oh, it's amazing. These damn storms are just leveling
San Juan.
The whole wrecked islands.
Wrecked San Juan by Maria.
The entire island is out of no electricity on the entire island.
That's going to be a tough one.
Whew.
I mean, because everybody, how they're personally affected by it, and I don't have any properties down there, of course.
I was just talking to a buddy who owns a pretty damn good restaurant here, Maison Harlem, and he was constructing a bed and breakfast down on one of those little islands outside of Puerto Rico. And I can't be doing it now. I mean, you picked a bad time to start construction.
I just hope this isn't a yearly thing, but now I feel like it's going to be a yearly thing.
Just back to back to back.
And I saw, did you hear about this? So there's something called a Fujiwara, right? Have you ever heard about this?
No.
Something called a Fujiwara, which means two hurricanes meet and start dancing with each other, and one, like, eats the other storm, and it becomes this giant thing. And they're saying that Jose, because it's over here in the East Coast and like it's just chilling.
Right.
Just like sort of just swirling and waiting.
Jose could hook up with Maria?
That Maria's going to come up. I saw this.
What?
As a real meter out said.
No way.
They said unlikely, but a real possibility that it could happen.
It's like that old, what's that, polar vortex thing
this now? This is way worse than that.
So you can have, the hurricanes are mating?
Yeah. And they do, and they show you what it would do in the future forecast. And they start dancing around each other. It's called a Fujiwara. And it doesn't.
Fujiwara.
It doesn't really. It happens in the West Pacific a lot. Does not happen over here.
Fujiwara.
Yeah.
That's a new line. Girl, you want a Fujiwara.
Mikey B's desperately trying to figure out how to spell Fujiwara right now.
Fujiwara.
Sometimes it's spelled with an H, but if you do it that way, I saw it both ways, but if you do it that way, it's fine. Yeah, I mean,
Fujiwara.
This is...
Wow.
You know what my favorite one? Fujiwara is my second favorite. Still my favorite weather term of the last 5 years is bombogenesis.
Yeah, that's a good one.
The bombogenesis when it comes through, which is like thunderstorms that roll by really fast or something. The bombogenesis.
I take that over the Fujiwara.
Yeah,
I take that over what we just had here,
man,
over the last month.
I know. You got to see this Fujiwara.
Fujiwara.
I'll show you the
mating hurricane. Right. What the hell is the world coming to?
It's like humans. They like dance and then they get together and they do the hippity dippity and they make a, like one.
Yeah. They have babies. They don't spawn little bitty ones.
No, they don't do that. They just become one big one. Yeah, it's not good.
What happened to Irma and then we had, well, who was after Irma? We had
Jose was there.
Jose.
Right.
So what happened to the K and the L?
Katia was K.
Oh, that was over in Mexico.
Right.
Yeah. And L was...
I don't know.
We have a Leroy.
L.
Hurricane Leroy. See, they discriminate in these names, too. We need a Hurricane Leroy.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, we don't need any more hurricanes. I take that back. Knock on wood. No.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one L was.
Which one was L?
It could have been like a tropical depression or something that didn't develop into much.
Okay. Cool.
But it was definitely there.
Mm.
So, yeah. Anyway. All right. Coming up next.
Now, I'm scared to go outside. Thank you, Gio, for that. Fujiwara.
No. Fujiwara.
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 I'll get it right.
No, we're coming right back.
Greg Giannotti, Brian Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
All right. So, earlier in the show, the topic of Ice-T and Ice Cube came up again because Ice-T is doing a documentary trying to find the person who killed Biggie and the person who killed Tupac. So we got into this debate, and we agreed that Ice Cube is better in the Ice-T, Ice Cube debate. It's Ice Cube. And I said, well, we had this debate before, Brian, and you took Ice-T, and you denied it.
Mm-hmm.
You absolutely denied it. So let's listen to the audio of Brian denying the fact that he took Ice-T. So this was earlier today, Brian saying there's no way he would take Ice-T over Ice Cube.
I did not say Ice-T.
I'm telling you, man. We did not. We did.
Ice Cube. That's not even close.
I know. That's what I was saying. I wish we could find this.
I wish you could, too, because you like to put stuff in my mouth.
Wait a second.
Words.
That was just
in my mouth.
That was just one time, all right? So, no, but I bet you we could find it, because we did a poll. So if
it's not even close.
I know that. Trust me.
Well, if it's not even close, I would say Ice-T.
I can't wait till we find this audio. Because you are going to
be
floored. We will find it.
Okay.
We will find it, Brian Jones.
Yeah.
We found it. I present to you May 11th, 2015 on Gio and Jones. Ice-T or Ice Cube?
He's better than Ice Cube.
No way.
Nothing against Mr. Cube.
Cube.
No
cube?
Way.
Ice Cube. Totally. Exactly. There's no doubt about it. Ice-T is
Ice-T.
Over the top.
Yeah. Ice-T's a better actor.
No way.
Yes, we were
Have
talking acting. Yes.
SVU.
This wasn't career. This was acting.
He's not a good actor.
Well, let's put it this way. With Ice Cube comes on the TV.
Okay, give me Ice Cube's best performance. In which flick?
Definitely Friday. There's no doubt about it. It's a classic.
He was good. He was behind all that. That's his movie. But he wasn't.
Right.
He didn't do any great acting in that movie.
Yes, he was fantastic. And if I see Ice Cube on TV or in a movie theater, I'm excited to watch that thing. If I see Ice-T, I'm thinking this is probably not a good thing. This is whatever's going on is probably not good.
Okay.
I'm telling you. I mean, this guy.
What do you mean it's not a good thing if you see Ice-T?
It's probably not a good production or something.
Because Ice-T doesn't do comedies. Ice Cube does.
Hey, whatever it is,
that's the difference.
I see greatness when I see Ice Cube.
Yeah, right. That doesn't prove your point.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't. We were talking about who was the better actor.
Well, you took Ice
T. Ice T is the better actor. And I stand by that.
No.
Ice Cube's not the... Did you see Ride Along?
You, of course I did.
Yeah.
Six times.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I did too.
You said that you never took Ice-T in the Ice-T Ice Cube debate. You're
breaking. We're talking about acting. Who's the better actor?
Ice-T. Semantics.
Yeah, that's right. Semantics. You're getting away. You're bull dookie.
No, it's not.
We're talking about who has the better career. I'm going with Ice Cube all day long. From the rapping, from the television production or the movie productions, it's been Ice Cube. But who's the better actor? It's Ice-T. I stand by that. You like to put stuff in my mouth.
Stop!
No! I mean... Hey.
I can't believe you think Ice-T's a good actor.
He's a better actor than Ice Cube, yes.
Oh.
I didn't say he was going to win any awards,
yeah,
but he's better
exactly.
than
It's a relative statement.
Right.
He's not better than Ice Cube as an actor. Well,
yes, he is.
How come Ice Cube gets more feature films then?
Because he produces all of them.
But not all of them.
Yes, he does. He produces pretty much everything he's in.
21 Jump Street? Did he produce that?
He may have had a hand in it.
He may have. You don't even know.
I don't know. You don't either. That's why you're looking it up.
Well, I'm assuming that.
And was he the main character in 21 Jump Street? What did he play? A teacher in that? Cop or something?
It's still a feature film. He was one of the
a feature film. He had a cameo.
You're just nuts.
I'm not. Ice-T is a better actor.
Ice-T stinks. Everything he does, he stinks.
Nothing against Mr. Cube.
You crazy.
Did you see Colors?
Cube. Colors?
Yes, the movie?
No.
That was his song on the soundtrack. Main theme, Colors.
Colors? No, yes. I don't. Do you know anybody familiar with this?
Never heard of it.
Well, y'all don't have any black friends, so that's why you don't
That's not true. Not true.
Okay, one. Mike B has one. Yeah.
No, I have a couple.
Well, you have a couple. We know PB doesn't.
Tiki. Tiki's not your friend.
Yeah.
Tiki tolerates you. They can put a cardboard cutout of you standing there running the board. Tiki wouldn't care. Know the difference. Tiki's not your
friend. Ouch! Come on.
Come on.
He's nice.
Tiki's not your friend. Stop it.
He's nice.
Tiki's a nice guy. Treats everybody nicely. He's not your friend.
Yeah, come on. He's like me. A nice
like if
guy.
You go, if you're in jail, you need someone to bail you out. Is Tiki coming to bail you out?
He would, I think.
He would. Well,
I don't want to crush this sad little dream of yours, so I'll stop.
I'm going to help you, Pete. I think you've at least gotten invitations to Tiki Barber functions, right?
I've been to the house.
Yeah.
I've been to the house.
So there's something. They're not friends.
He's been to the house.
But he's got an invite.
Right. Tiki's friends like former NFL dudes, right?
Right. Tiki's friend's CeCe Sabathia.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Tiki's
right.
friend. That's, and yeah. Snooki, but not
right. Not
you.
Pistachio Pete.
No.
Snooki. Where is she?
Next to Tiki. They're neighbors in Jersey.
Snooki.
Yeah.
She's still around, huh?
I guess she does. She probably still does reality shows, right? She's got a kid.
That I don't know. She might not go by Snooki anymore.
That's a blast from the past.
All I know is that they're neighbors.
All right. Snooki or Tiki? Better actor.
Tiki.
You right. jerk. Anybody else you want to claim as a friend there? Pete? Anybody?
Maybe
LaDainian Tomlinson. You guys hit it off when he was here. All right. What's going on, Bogus? You got an update?
Guys, a single game record, 9 home runs hit last night at Petco Park in San Diego. 3 of them came from Padres rookie Hunter Renfro.
Shipley deals. Hunter hits one deep. Car rushed. Here he goes again. Lower deck, left field. Ball going, ball gone. Hunter Renfro, 3 home run day. Welcome back, kid. Good to see you. Fun to watch you.
That's all, folks.
Is that Coop from downstairs?
That's our boy Ted Leitner on Padres Radio.
How's he doing? It was Coop's signature.
Coop's a hopper.
Hobbiter.
Renfro's back from a minor league demotion. His 3 long balls, not enough though to get a win. Arizona used 4 homers to get a 13-7 decision, snapping a 4-game slide. The Phillies dropped the Dodgers 7-5. That's 4 straight losses for L.A., and the Pirates dumped the Brewers 6-4, and Adam Frazier's 2-run homer bottom 9. Milwaukee could have tied Colorado for the second NL wild card with a win. Now four straight wins and 26 in 27 tries for the Indians, 6-5 in Anaheim last night. But outfielder Michael Brantley can't run for another 7 to 10 days because of foot and ankle issues that have kept him out since early August. That Angels loss and Boston's 9-0 win in Baltimore clinched a playoff spot for the Red Sox. Chris Sale K'd 13 Orioles over 8 innings last night, becoming the first AL pitcher since Pedro Martinez in 99 with 300 punchouts. A much-needed win and some individual history for the Royals in Toronto.
There's a ball hit well. Right field, way back. It is gone! A home run for Mike Moustakas. He has just broken the all-time Royals single-season home run record.
After spending 3 weeks tied with Steve Balboni, 37 home runs now for Moustakas, a 15-5 rout for his Royals in Toronto. KC gets within 3.5 games of the Twins for the second AL wild card. Minnesota losing at Yankee Stadium in the afternoon. Texas won in Seattle 8-6, and the Rays snapped the Cubs' 7-game winning streak 8-1. An extension for Roger Goodell will reportedly be done in the very near future. Whatever Jerry Jones was doing to hold up the process has apparently ended. Goodell's current deal expires in 2019. Raj made $32 million in 2015, the last time financial details were available. Linebacker Dante Hightower, wideout Danny Amendola returned to Patriot practice yesterday. Neither played in New Orleans Sunday. Rob Gronkowski left that win with a groin injury. He did not practice yesterday. The trio's status for Sunday unclear at this point. And the Philadelphia 76ers still having cleared Joel Embiid for 5-on-5 action after March knee surgery. GM Brian Colangelo used the term hyper-conservative when asked about the plan for Embiid for training camp. Boys?
All right, Bogus, thanks. Chris in Abilene, Texas is on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Chris. What's happening?
Hey, morning. Not much on my way to work.
Okay, good, man. What do you got for us?
I just joined in, got in the truck, and I started hearing the debate between Ice Cube and Ice-T and the acting. And I don't know if anybody mentioned a couple movies. Wasn't Ice-T in New Jack City?
Exactly, yes, he was. He was a cop in New Jack City.
Right, and then also there's another one that I really like. I mean, I own this movie, which is Ice-T and Gary Busey in Surviving the Game, where he was getting hunted by them guys.
Right, yep.
Ice-T was ridiculous in that movie, getting hunted down in the woods. So
yep,
I got to go with better actors. It's always got to be Ice-T because of those just those two movies alone. You know,
there you go.
Come on, Chris.
Thanks, Chris.
Ice-T,
yeah, you got it, Chris.
Ice-T was
from West Texas.
I wish I would have called him in
the woods. West Texas, Chris. What?
Hunting him down.
Stop. That's sensitive or insensitive.
I'm look at the Ice Cube IMDb here.
Yes.
All right.
Colors.
He was in Dirty.
You guys weren't even born when Colors was out.
He was in Dirty Grandpa.
Okay.
He was in Keanu, the Key and Peele movie.
Okay. Still haven't seen that.
He was in Get Hard with, the hell's that guy's name? Will Ferrell.
Ice Cube was?
Yeah. Horrible Bosses 2.
Okay. Haven't seen one. Nor two.
22 Jump Street.
Okay, saw that.
Ride Along.
Oof. Trying to forget I saw that.
21 Jump Street.
Didn't see that.
Bridesmaids he was in.
Didn't see that.
You didn't see Bridesmaids?
Mm-mm.
I mean, there's just so many. I just look at this. It just keeps going. Beer Fest he was in.
He's been in a lot. That doesn't mean he's a better actor.
It definitely is. He keeps
I love the Friday flicks.
Keep getting gigs, man.
That doesn't mean he's
what's
a better actor.
What was he on
Law & Order?
So what, Law & Order? Everybody's on Law & Order.
Yeah, because they can act.
He was in The Hot Chick with Rob Schneider. Friday After Next.
You just got to keep going, right? Friday After Next was good.
Beef and Beef 2.
Well, which was Friday After Next? Was that the second installment? That wasn't so great.
No, it was one
and three were good.
Friday After Next was the third one.
Yeah, that was good. Yeah.
Gone in 60 Seconds. Next Friday. Office Space he was in. I mean, come on.
Yeah. And?
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back. I mean, this is like De Niro. He was in the movie Anaconda. Remember that movie?
Oh, that was great. Yeah, he and Jay.
Jennifer Lopez is in there.
Yeah, I know. It's J-Lo. Yes. Yeah.
They were both in the movie Trespass together in 1992.
Ice-T and Ice Cube?
Mm-hmm.
Pete, can you text Ice Cube, ask him if he's a better actor than Ice-T?
Give it a shot. Ice Cube is Pete.
Wait a second.
What?
New Jack City?
Yes.
Ice Cube's got a credit for that, too.
For what?
I don't know.
What did he do? He wasn't in New Jack City. Maybe his music.
Yeah, maybe it was music. Yeah. Probably was. Oh, what? Boys in the Hood he was in?
Yes. He actually played a pretty good role in Boys in the Hood.
Menace to Society?
I don't recall him in Menace to Society, but that's possible.
Higher Learning?
I remember that with Method Man.
So, I mean, listen, this guy, I don't need to...
Just because you have a long list of things you were in doesn't mean you're a great actor.
Yes, it does. Because they're not putting them... They're not.
Pull up Ice-T.
Hold on. I will after I get...
And it's just a T, man. You don't need T-E-A. It's just T. Ice and then T.
I know, Mikey.
He spelled out T.
Gary L.
Can I get some sugar with that T?
Gary L. in Virginia. What's going on, Gary L.?
What's going on, guys? I gotta give the buzz to Ice Cube on this one, man, because he's the more versatile actor. He can do comedy. He can do, you know, hard action films. And Ice-T is only in that action range. So I have to give the buzz to Ice Cube.
There's no doubt.
You must be crazy, Gary. Get off the telephone.
No, thank you. And continue to call as much as you want. We'll put you on next segment if you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ice-T, the unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Yes, that was a hit.
Not because of him. He's doing TV. Ice-T doesn't do TV. I mean, Ice Cube doesn't do TV.
That's right, because he can't.
No, he can.
No, he cannot.
People only go to TV when their movie career fails.
That is so untrue.
Oh.
Go where the money is.
Mm-mm. Look at some of this garbage. Fresno Smooth, Leprechaun in the Hood. He was in Leprechaun in the Hood.
Why can't we have a Leprechaun in the Hood, man? Why can't we have Gnomes in the Hood?
He's just can't make a movie about it.
I know a few of them.
Leprechaun in the Hood.
What
below you? He was in. All right, this is. I rest my case with this Ice-T credit. In 1996, he was in something called Frankenpenis. I rest my case.
It can be scary at times.
Duckman, Private Dick, Family Man.
What?
That was in that too. Look, this is a terrible. This is terrible. Frankenpenis?
That shows his range.
Sure it does. Get the hell out of here with this damn Ice-T garbage. Jacob Tutu meets the Hooded Fang? This is the stuff that he's in.
He's no Abdul, but I'm telling you, he's better than Cube.
You know what? That's a great closing argument for me. That's all I have to do is look at the jury and go, ladies and gentlemen, Frankenpenis.
You're listening to Gio and Jones on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
At O'Reilly Auto Parts, you get better parts, better prices every day. We'll have the parts you need to get the job done right with high-quality parts and accessories, guaranteed low prices, and the store's well-trained professionals standing by to help. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day. Said yesterday, I love listening to Jerry Jones talk.
Yep.
So we're going to hear him talk, and we're going to also hear him cry. So he is holding a football helmet. And I don't even know exactly what the hell is going on. I was thinking it has something to do with his Hall of Fame, and I don't know. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But he uses an analogy that doesn't make any sense while he's talking about this honor and crying at the same time. So here's a wispy, emotional Jerry Jones.
When I think of actually putting a helmet on like this, I think of the days that I'd put that Razorback helmet on, and it just made me Superman. It was like kryptonite. And without getting emotional, at my age, if I put this thing on, I might run the ball a little bit out there.
Run the ball. You get your old ass knocked out.
Yeah, I know.
Go ahead and do that.
Seriously.
Kryptonite or kryptonite?
Well, first of all, kryptonite is the thing that hurts Superman.
Yeah.
So you can't say that if you put on the helmet, you're Superman, it's like kryptonite.
Yeah.
It's not like kryptonite is helping you. So he screwed that up, and he said kryptonite. Like the damn kryptonite.
Without getting emotional.
Oh, Jerry Jones. When you get old, you start to cry. What happens?
Well, you were with Speedy this weekend.
I was.
At the wedding.
I'm not as old as Jerry Jones.
I understand, but you... You're in touch with your feelings. You all right?
Yeah.
You about to cry now?
No, I just... I'm looking at it. I can't... This is something that you do all the time. But sorry. I can't avoid looking at Mike. He's in there. He's having some issue. Are you okay?
What is something I do all the time?
Well, you see what Mike... Look at Mike's reaction.
When you talk basketball and you're wrong, no big deal. Keep going.
See, now you just ruined the whole thing. Because now you just insulted Brian. And there was no reason for that.
Well, there was a reason for it.
Wasn't valid. What's he doing?
He's in there. He's having like a...
He's strange.
He's blinking.
Right?
He's closing his eyes.
He does that all the time.
No. It's bad today, though. There's something weird going on.
I think I'm having an allergy attack.
Yeah?
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Okay.
Doesn't feel good at all.
Well, can you ask maybe someone's got a pill like a Zyrtec or an Allegra or something? Because you're freaking me out now.
Or Imodium.
Well, hopefully, yeah. I was going to say it's not dated back in 2011.
That did not work, by the way, that Imodium.
Did not work.
Yeah, you can't go on like this, okay? So go and maybe the same guy I got the Imodium from, you can get the Zyrtec.
See, he does that all the time, man. That's why he used to freak me out.
No, he's doing this. That's what he's...
I know, he would do that.
But it's worse today.
It's bad.
It's definitely worse today.
It's bad.
Smack him, Pete. I think that's all he needs.
Smack the allergies out of him?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. The pollen is your kryptonite, apparently.
Kryptonite. But Jerry Jones played, of course, on a championship football team there at Arkansas, played for the late Frank Broyles, just lost a few weeks ago. And I can understand him getting a little wispy when you reflect on that. So, yeah, cool. Good for him.
Yeah.
Got memories.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Good for him.
Yeah, Marvin Lewis apparently is...
Not so now, good for him.
...is saying, you know, after they fired their offensive coordinator, Ken Zampezi, that, you know, the players had better be on the lookout now. Because I'm going to bring the hammer.
They weren't before.
You're next. And this is when a coach who has been around forever in an organization, the message gets lost a little bit. Now, I don't know if it got their attention that the offensive coordinator got fired. I go, oh, man, okay, it's different now. Maybe. But when you've developed a relationship, and this team has been together for a long time.
Right.
There's a lot of guys on both sides of the ball that have been there for a while. But when you've developed that relationship, and then all of a sudden this guy who's your friend, who you trust, and you've built this relationship with, is now acting like the tough guy. And you know Marvin Lewis is probably, him and his players are probably, they're tight.
Apparently Lewis had to fire Zampezi because the players were voicing their concerns with the play calling.
Well, that's better, be careful what you ask
for. Right, exactly. Then. Okay, so, all right, he's out of here. Now, what are you going to do about it? Now it's on you. So I guess that's the message that Marvin Lewis is trying to convey to his football team. You weren't happy with the play calling?
You're
well, that
next.
Play caller is not around anymore, so now the onus is on you to turn this thing around. So let's see how you go out and perform your job, defense, offense, special teams. Now, no more excuses.
Yeah, but who are you going to, like, you going to cut Andy Dalton?
He keeps backing Andy Dalton.
I mean, this is like a hollow threat, though, is it not? What are you going to do?
Well, we'll see
you
how
gonna
they
bench
play.
AJ Green?
Huh? No, you're not touching AJ Green.
Right. So what?
And AJ Green's not the problem. The problem was you had a quarterback that was inept the other night. He was horrible, and he knows he was horrible. He has to play better across the board. They have to play better. But there were plays to be made. They just didn't get made, and it started at the quarterback position. And he should have called him out, but he keeps backing him.
Yeah, and you know I haven't seen all of their games. Of course they played on a Thursday night recently, so I saw that more than I saw that first shutout against the Baltimore Ravens. And, I mean, it looks like Dalton's a mess. And
he looked bad at times.
And I think that everybody points to the offensive lines now. It's not always that. It's a big part of it, but it's not always that. You know, a quarterback's got to be able to continually make plays, even if he's got pressure in his face, or figure out a way to move the...
I didn't see... Their offensive line plays poorly, that being the Bengals' offensive line, play as poorly as the Giants' offensive line the other night. And I think everyone would take that Texans' defense over Detroit's defense, at least the front four currently. And that's not a knock on them, but Texans' defense is just better.
Ravens' defense, too.
Yeah. So I didn't see that offensive line in that much disarray as the Giants' offensive line was. So you're right. It's not always the offensive line. It's about the quarterback making plays. Andy Dalton did not make plays. He's only hitting 57% of his passes. Not good. But take that.
Who are you yelling at?
You.
Why?
Because you don't know what you're talking about.
I think we were agreeing with each other.
Oh, were we? Yeah. I can't tell sometimes.
Yeah.
Ice Cube.
See? I knew there was a reason I was yelling at you.
Gio and Jones coming right back. CBS Sports Radio.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bearers a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Bringing a data center online takes more than equipment. It takes precision. Graybar helps customers predict, stage, schedule, deliver, and verify every step of the build with critical products that are available now. From networking and wireless to critical power and testing tools, our teams help you reduce downtime risk and keep projects on track. Speed. Scale. Ready now. Yep. Graybar does that.
Understanding power requires more than headlines. I'm Peter Hamby, host of The Powers That Be, a podcast from Puck examining politics, economics, and media to provide context, analysis, and clarity without sensationalism. We ask how power operates, who benefits, and what's at stake. If you want to move beyond breaking news to deeper understanding, join us on The Powers That Be. New episodes every weekday. Follow The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.